It is Thursday, November 1st, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Thank you to all of you who made pledges of financial support to KUAF during our on-air fundraiser. We met our goal of $160,000 yesterday. In fact, our unofficial early results indicate a total of about $163,000. That's dollars pledged. And we greatly appreciate your continued support of KUAF, public radio in our region, and of Ozarks at Large.
And support for KUAF does come from our contributing listeners and from NOARC and their NWA Human Resource Association's monthly meeting Thursday, November 8th from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Springdale Holiday Inn. A panel of HR professionals will answer questions about legislative reforms and guidelines that affects all businesses. Registration is required. NOARK.org for more information.
Support also comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of the Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering news and stories researched, written, and edited by local journalists. More information is available online at nwaonline.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how the One Foundation is working with Arkansas organizations to influence policies toward the reduction of poverty around the world.
Plus, the Boys and Girls Club National Youth of the Year. I'll talk to Trey Dudley, a freshman at the University of Arkansas.
But first, more than 1,000 acres north of Beaver Lake in Benton County will become the 71st natural area within the Arkansas System of Natural Areas. The state's Natural Heritage Commission purchased 1,375 acres at Devil's Eyebrow from the Nature Conservancy at a cost of $2.2 million. Karen Smith is the director of the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. She says lands within the system of natural areas have local and conservation significance, as well as opportunities for outdoor recreation. She says Devil's Eyebrow is no different.
The Devil's Eyebrow got its name back because of a railroad employee made a comment about it would be easier to put a railroad track along the Devil's Eyebrow than to get it across this piece of property. For a conservation significance, the area has glades and other rare plants and rare animal species related to the karst communities that make it a special place. But it also has 3 miles of shoreline on Beaver Lake that boaters and outdoor recreation folks can just enjoy.
Smith says the state has plans to purchase even more land to add to the natural area, including about 300 additional acres purchased by the Nature Conservancy. She says a specific conservation and use plan will be developed for the area in the coming months.
Some of our activities will be to restore the glade habitats, which is a threatened habitat in the Ozarks and other parts of Arkansas. But as we do these stewardship activities for the conservation values of the land, we're also establishing public lands that will be good for hunting. The area will be part of the wildlife management area system that's managed by the Game and Fish Commission, so it could provide outdoor recreation for hunters. Because a lot of times when we protect the habitat for rare natural communities or threatened natural communities, it's also the habitat for deer and quail and turkeys that the hunters can enjoy.
In addition to hunters, Smith says the conservation value of lands in the system of natural areas makes the areas popular with hikers, birders, and botanists who enjoy observing the natural species of plants, animals, and insects found in their native habitats.
The Full Circle Food Pantry on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville received tons of assistance this week. Food Pantry Director Angela Oxford says that the pantry raised 11,384 pounds of food contributions as part of the Homecoming 5K food drive.
Last year alone, we received 16,000 pounds of food for the entire year, and so it's going to be enormous. What we've been finding is that our numbers continue to grow. We're serving over 200 students, staff, and their families every week. And so food goes quickly, and especially during the holidays because children are out of school and our students and staff who have families have children at home to feed. And so we see a greater demand during the holidays, and we do our very best to stay open as long as we possibly can during the week of Thanksgiving and also during Christmas and times when students are away.
To enter in the Five Cans Razorback 5K race, students were required to donate at least 5 cans of food to the pantry. The pantry still has thousands of cans of food to be stored on shelves. Oxford says that the work couldn't be done without the help of volunteers.
It takes a lot of hands to move the kinds of food donations we receive. Our ongoing volunteers who are actually serving in the pantry, you know, they're meeting our clients' needs. And so when we do those all calls, we really do need those extra hands who can come out and just help come in and stock and help us get the food weighed and sorted, because we really want to properly thank and honor the groups who give us food. And so we want to make sure we do a good inventory and keep track of what they're giving and to be sure and say thank you.
Oxford says that the pantry is always in search of other partner organizations for food drives. Today, the club sports program in the Department of University Recreation began its second food drive supporting the pantry. The food drive will continue through November 20th. Donations will be collected at the University Recreation Office on campus. For more information, visit newswire.uark.edu.
Election Day is on everyone's mind right now, but shortly after November 6th will be November 11th, Veterans Day. Many organizations in the area are planning tributes to American service members, including the AARP. The group has a driver safety program, and it's offering its defensive driving course free to veterans. Joe Petruk with AARP says the class can help save money on car insurance, but could be especially helpful for veterans, some of whom might not have driven a car for an extended period of time while serving abroad, which was the case with him when he was in the Navy. He says, aside from the practicality, it's important to help vets in any way possible.
Veterans do an awful lot for us, and I think, speaking as a veteran, that I think any appreciation that's shown to them is well worthwhile. They're putting it all on the line. And we ought to recognize that.
The deal lasts through the end of this month of November. For more information, AARP.org.
In sports news, the Razorback gymnastics team will get airtime this season, and not just the kind of air gained from jumps, flips, or somersaults. The team announced yesterday that four of its meets this season are scheduled to be broadcast on television. All of the matches will be tape-delayed broadcasts. The first televised meet will be the January 18th meet in Kentucky, which will air on Fox Sports Southwest January 26th. The February 1st home meet against Florida will air February 5th on Cox Sports Television. The February 22nd home meet with Alabama will air February 28th on ESPNU and March 3rd on ESPN2. The March 1st home match against Missouri will air on Fox Sports Southwest March 9th. Additionally, the Southeastern Conference Championship in North Little Rock will air March 28th on ESPNU and March 30th on ESPN.
Clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, clear with a high of near 77 in northwest Arkansas. Partly cloudy tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley with highs in the lower 80s. And for Friday night, clear, 20% chance of rain. That seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? 20% chance of rain. Lows around 55 tomorrow night throughout the KUAF listening area.